Him.
Him.
What is the use?
What is the use?
Maya.
Maya.
Me.
Me.
Hataya.
Hataya.
In killing.
In killing.
Manda.
Manda.
Oh, you fool.
Oh, you fool.
Remember that one. In case you want to say something and have people not know what you're saying. Mother. Hare Krishna. Jataha. Has already been born.
Has already been born.
Kalu.
Indeed.
Tava Antakrit.
Tava Antakrit.
Who will kill you?
Who will kill you?
Yatra kvava.
Somewhere else.
Purva Kshatruho. Your former enemy.
Your former enemy.
Ma.
Do not.
Himsihi.
Himsihi.
Kill. Kripana.
Other poor children.
Ritta.
Unnecessarily.
Okay. Oh, Kamsa, you fool!
Oh, Kamsa, you fool!
No, I'm just, you don't have to repeat. You can repeat, sure. I'm just, you know, trying to be a little dramatic. Oh, Kamsa, you fool! What will be the use of killing me? The Supreme Personality of Godhead who has been your enemy from the very beginning and who will certainly kill you has already taken his birth somewhere else. Therefore, do not unnecessarily kill other children. No purport. After speaking to Kamsa in this way, the goddess Durga, Yogamaya, appeared in different places, such as Varanasi, and became celebrated by different names, such as Annapurna, Durga, Kali, and Bhadra, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The goddess Durga is celebrated in Calcutta as Kali, in Bombay as Mumba Devi. Mumbai. Varanasi and Annapurna in Cuttack as Bhadrakali and in Ahmedabad. Any Gujaratis here? As Bhadra. Thus, in different places, she is known by different names. Her devotees are known as Shaktas, or worshippers of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas worshippers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself are called Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are destined to return back home, back to Godhead in the spiritual world, whereas the Shaktas are destined to live within the material world, to enjoy different types of material happiness. In the material world, the living entity must accept different types of bodies. Brahmayan sarvabhutani, yantra rudhani, mayaya. Bhagavad Gita 18:61. According to the living entity's desire, Yoga Maya or Maya, the goddess Durga, gives him a particular type of body, which is mentioned as yantra or a machine. But the living entities who are promoted to the spiritual world do not return to the prison house of the material body. The words janma na eti indicate that these living entities remain in their original position, their original spiritual bodies, to enjoy The company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in transcendental abodes of Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. Kimaya Hataya Nanda. What is the use of killing me? Of course, Durga can't be killed anyways. In fact, the personality of Godhead already indicated that to Yogamaya when she got her service assignment. She gave her a sequence of things, and this is next to the last part of that service assignment. Oh, Yogamaya, I have some service for you. Please transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And you can do it, because even though he's very heavy, I'm giving you the power to do it. You can do it. Transfer him. Then appear, next assignment, appear as the daughter of Yashoda. But then the next assignment is, I'm going to come and take you just after you're born, because I'm going to take birth as the son of Devaki, and we're going to switch. And then you'll come back to be with Devaki, and Kamsa will come and try to kill you, but don't worry, he won't be able to kill you, because you're my energy. Who can kill Krishna's energy? And then after that, you'll go to different places all over, and you'll be known by these different names. That was already said, and now the names are being repeated. I think it's at the end of this chapter. Section at the end of the chapter where it describes at the end of chapter 1. It describes very nicely how this works. Yogamaya and Yogamaya and Yogamaya, and all of a sudden she's not Yogamaya anymore. She's Durga, Annapurna, Bhadra, Mumba Devi. What happened? As in the verse of Bhagavad Gita, Nam Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita, Vudho Yam Navijanati. Why does Krishna use Yogamaya Samavrita? By my own potency. I cover myself by my own potency. The answer given in this addendum to the chapter 1 is this answer that Prabhupada sometimes give about electricity. Electricity is one energy. And the electrician knows how to use electricity to make sometimes heat and sometimes cold, although it's one energy. So similarly, the one energy of Krishna can act as his internal potency. The same energy can act as his external potency. And that external potency has her names variously according to different places. And the internal potency has the name Yoga Maya. So it's one energy. So it's when the living entity, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata, it's Yoga Maya, but it's to be understood as the reflection of Yoga Maya, or Chaya Devi, or Durga, or via these other names. Just like in Sri Brahma Samhita, if you read it carefully, it's a little rough going, but there's the description where Rama Devi is at the feet of her master, Mahavishnu, and Mahavishnu sees the reflection of Rama Devi, which turns out to be Pradhan, as having nothing to do. Having nothing to do. And he understands she wants something to do. So being compassionate upon her, he gives her something to do. He gives her something to do by glancing over her. And by simply glancing over her, she has so much to do. She becomes fully energized. And her so much to do business is those living entities that are carried within the glance of Mahavishnu. She keeps them so busy, they don't have time for Krishna consciousness. Just ask him, my dear sir, would you like a book? Don't have time. Please come and join our festival. Don't have time. Too busy. Get a job. And so on. So, she keeps them very busy. That's what she does. And they're so busy, they don't have time to interfere with the wonderful realm of spiritual life and Krishna consciousness. They're too busy. In Ishopanishad, Prabhupada describes it like this, that the energy of the Lord acts differently upon the devotee and the non-devotee. The non-devotee is so busy they don't have time. But the devotee, you know, ask the devotees that are busy, how do you have time? And, you know, because there's so many things that we have to do. But it's the internal potency that works differently than the external potency. If you just have the standards of the external potency, there isn't time. And if you're not Krishna conscious, you don't have time. But if you're Krishna conscious, Krishna moves his energy in such a way, you have time. Not only you have time, you have, through that potency, you have access to Krishna. So it's the same energy, it's the, like the electrical energy example, it's the same energy working in two different ways. One, to draw the living entities to Krishna. The other, to keep living entities away from Krishna. Now there's a little nice, subtle point. Very nice, subtle point. That is, even with the internal potency, very intimate devotees, like the residents of Vrindavan, they don't see like this. They don't see that Krishna is Narayan. They also can't see Krishna as the personality of Godhead. Mother Yashoda had plenty of reason to understand that her son is the personality of Godhead. But she couldn't see him that way because of the Yoga Maya potency. So that Yoga Maya potency acts upon those who regard Krishna with love instead of enmity, that Yoga Maya potency allows them a kind of intimacy that even the devotees in Vaikuntha can't know because of that quality of love that they have. It's not to say that devotees of Vaikuntha don't love Narayana, but the intensity and intimacy of that love towards the Personality of Godhead covers them from being able to see Him as the Personality of Godhead. It would be too much disturbing. Nice example of this, there's so many, but one very nice one is after Krishna and Balaram returned to Mathura, because for 12 years they had been away and now they came back. 12-year-old boys KO'd Chanura and Mushtika and their brothers and Kuvayapita and the bow. And then they came before Vasudeva and Devaki. And as Vasudeva and Devaki were looking at these two boys in front of them, once again, as in the prison house when they first showed their, where Krishna showed his forearm form, they could see this is not our child. This is the Personality of Godhead. But Krishna wanted the loving affection of Vasudeva and Devaki, and so he covered them. So they forgot that he's the Personality of Godhead, and they embraced with parental affection. Krishna was very happy. So his energies work this way, and his energies work that way, at his will. And so, Yogamaya had a job assignment. She had service to do. Her service was to do these different things. And a little bit like, you know, Hanuman, when he was leaving Lanka, he did some little extra service. He not only found Sita and informed Sita, Ram is coming, don't despair. I'll show these folks a lesson. So she's doing the same thing. Oh, Kamsa, you are such a fool! She did some extra service. The extra service was two things, specifically besides, like, you know, letting Kamsa have a little slap. She informed Kamsa that that person who is your enemy, who you want to kill, he has already taken birth somewhere else. Fear in the heart of Kamsa. So it could be very Krishna conscious. And the second was to caution him or instruct him, do not kill, unnecessarily kill other children. Now it's not that because she instructed it, Kamsa was able to control his senses, and he did as he was instructed because he was submissive. Good instruction. But she cautioned him specifically. And then she went on to do her other service that had been assigned to her. You know, those who are not Vaishnavas, to bewilder them. Now, in Srila Prabhupada's purport, he addresses this concern that some people have, yathamatatopat. You can worship any way, it's okay. This way, that way. All paths lead to Rome. You worship this way, you worship that way. It's all one, right? So it's definitively not all one. Yanti devata devan pitrin yanti pitrin vrataha bhutani yanti bhuti. Just different results according to type of worship. You worship Krishna and go to Krishna. You worship this one, you go to this one. You worship that one, you go to that one. And you worship Shakti, you stay within Shakti. You stay within the material world. That's the destination. Although, Prabhupada does make it clear that there's enjoyment, at least material enjoyment, that is the fruit of those who are Shaktas. So that's what they want. They want material enjoyment. They worship the goddess, this one, that one by name, and they get the result. And so that encourages them, just as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, make their faith strong. Krishna is making their faith strong. Krishna is ultimately delivering this facility because the energy of Krishna is under his direction. And so then they're awarded a body so they can try to enjoy. Yantra, Rudhani, Mayaya, Brahmayan, Sarvabhut, as they wander here and there, they're given different bodies to try to enjoy according to their guna and karma, their deserve, their association with the most. So that body means you have to take birth in the material world. And the emphasis in the purport is those who don't involve themselves with the material energy in that enjoying spirit, but they go to Krishna to worship Krishna, then they go to Krishna without a material body. Japva deham purnar janma naiti maniti sorjana. So he emphasizes janma na eti, indicates that these living entities remain in their original position, their original spiritual bodies, to enjoy the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental abodes of Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. And so the worship of Krishna is accompanied with Radha Krishna, or Lakshmi Narayana, or Sitaram. The energy, the potency, the internal potency is the agency through which one approaches the personality of Godhead, serving him favorably. Kamsa was Krishna conscious, but he wasn't a bhakta. We know this from Nectar Devotion. He was always thinking of Krishna in fear, because Yoga Maya, and now in this form of Durga, struck fear in his heart. Your enemy has already taken his birth. Kill you! It's one of the secondary rasas. But that's not Krishna conscious. That's not bhakti. Bhakti is favorable. So you can't call him bhakti kamsa. Kamsa sura. But Krishna was kind of him too. Okay. Any discussion on verse? Comments? Yes? I don't know your name, but I'm looking at you though. Damodar Gopal Das. Okay. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Canada.
Canada. Okay. You say originally. More recently you're from somewhere else?
I mean, I'm originally from Montreal.
Okay.
I'm from Canada. So
okay. Okay. And you're part of the classes here?
Yeah, the leadership, of course.
How do you like them? We don't want to embarrass a new term, but I'd like to know how you like the classes.
Yeah, they're very nice. One sense, I feel that we just started a new term's class. We did a few. Now we're going to be a bit more intense. Looking forward to that.
Okay. I'm keeping my class short so you can get ready for that intensity.
Thank you. it's a very useful skills, and he's a very wonderful example of these skills in practice. So it's very inspiring to see.
Okay.
Because of Ravinder Sir Prabhu's schedule, normally we would do one, as you know, one of the foundational programs and two of our competencies.
So he did his primarily first so he could get back and take care of his wife.
Two and one, now we're doing three.
Okay. Your question.
Yes, I have two questions.
Oh.
So when it says that in the future, yeah, actually, I have three times.
you can ask one at a time.
Yeah.
Okay.
When it says that she became known in the future by these different names.
Yeah.
In these different places, what does that actually mean? That she took a char vigraha form in these places?
No. That may have happened or may not have happened, but her presence was known by these various names. In other words, somebody can be a Krishna bhakta without having a Krishna deity in their home. They're a worshipper of Krishna, right? And they may formalize that in the form of Archa Vigraha. They may not.
So is it like that now in India?
Yeah. Like when it's Durga Puja time. She manifests all kinds of forms all over the place. And then when Durga Puja season is over, you know what they do? They take the murti, ceremoniously have a procession, and dump her in a river. Or a pond or something. So she doesn't manifest her form anymore like that. But they're still Durga Puja worshippers. They're Durga worshippers the rest of the year. They may or may not have Archa Vigraha or Murti form or a figurine in that case. But her presence is felt and there are worshippers of her in those different places by that different name. With or without a deity of her.
One is, we asked this and it's been a recurring question, since you're a scholar, maybe you may know this answer, is that what happened to that Durga? Is this form that we see became Subhadra?
No.
Or where did Subhadra come? Where is she born?
She's one of the daughters of Devaki.
Subhadra is one of the daughters of Devaki.
Yeah.
I think that's listed in that canto.
Yeah. And so, she's not in that list. That's not the same. It's Bhadra in Gujarat, but it's Subhadra is, you know, on our altars and our temples. Is that right?
That's
his quota.
Yeah. And just clarification on that. So then after Devaki and Vasudeva were released, they went on to have more children.
Krishna's sister. Krishna and Balaram's sister.
Is that the same personality though?
That's my understanding. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. It's not this personality that's mentioned in the verse we just read. But it's the Jagannath, Baladeva, and Subhadra, it's that same personality.
Subhadra is also Yogamaya.
Yeah, just like, you know, in Dwarka, Subhadra, there's time for her marriage, and you know the whole story. Arjun married Subhadra. There was a little intrigue involved in the whole thing. Yeah.
Maharaj, you said like she threatened Kamsa so that he remembers Krishna in fear.
It wasn't like that was her intent, that was the outcome. I want you to feel fear. It wasn't like that.
So, was she she became Durga for them?
Yeah. For those who are averse to Krishna, that's the form she takes.
And if we are always in the mood of service, then we'll be Yogamaya?
Hopefully. Watch your step, though. It's real easy to slip the other way.
So how does that happen? Like, say, you
forgetfulness of Krishna is how it happens. We know. We just like ramp up the idea. I really want to enjoy independently of Krishna. That like spikes and you go. Yoga Maya disappears. Krishna disappears, and material energy becomes very strong. Yeah, you're talking about as you're saying yesterday, the storm comes. Nutama, you have something? Okay. Yes.
How do we understand the statement like approaching Lord through his energies?
Approaching which?
Approaching the Lord through his energies.
Anarthas?
Energies.
Approaching the energies.
Approaching the Lord through his energies.
Oh, approaching the Lord through his energies, sorry. Okay.
And second part is like, while chanting also Hare Krishna, it's like...
That's just your Hare?
Yeah, so it's like, how do you put them in proper place? What do you contemplate?
Oh, energy of the Lord.
So,
please engage me. You're approaching the Lord through his energies. Hare Krishna.
Is it okay? Like, how do we...
That's okay.
So sometimes...
Hare is the vocative of Hara. Just like Radha's name is Radha. And when you want to call Radha, what do you say? Radhe. And when you want to call Hara, what do you say? Hare. And when you approach Hara, what is it that you want? Service to Krishna. Say, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. That's how we do. That's by mantra how we do, and by consciousness it should be, we're approaching Krishna through his, that's the consciousness there should be, not that we're just directly approaching Krishna. Like, here's a Prabhupada story. Once Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, is it okay if we pray to Krishna? Because, I mean, you know, we wouldn't even know about Krishna if it wasn't for you, so shouldn't we just pray to you and not pray to Krishna? And Prabhupada laughed and said, how can you think of Krishna separate from the spiritual master? How can you think of the spiritual master separate from Krishna? Yes, it's okay to pray to Krishna. And when you pray to Krishna, it's naturally, I mean, like, reflex, it's through the mercy of the spiritual master. Otherwise, there's no access to Krishna. It's like the worship of the deity. Before the formality and before approaching the deity, you take permission from the spiritual master to approach the deity. You approach Krishna through his representative, and who can access Krishna without his internal potency? But who would want it anyways?
But then...
So, but it's just... No, but. Just go.
But worship of the other deities is like condemned. Is it because of the external energy? Or like...
Which other deities you're speaking about?
In like Kali and all. We don't worship...
We don't.
We don't worship the external energy.
We worship Radha Krishna. And by so doing, it's not like we're ignoring, oh, get out of here. It's their reflection of the internal potency. So if you address the object, you're addressing the reflection of the object. And it's authorized. If we were told, approach the reflection first, we're not told. But we're told you approach Krishna through the as you framed your question at the beginning, we approach Krishna through the energies of the internal energy of Krishna. And the internal energy of Krishna, she expands herself unlimitedly. And including through those who are devotees. So you approach Krishna through the devotees. Yes? It's very nice. Anything else? Yes.
In demigod worshippers, like, we see some people, like, they have some inclination to Krishna and they are trying to bring Krishna consciousness, like. So, what is the...
The frame of your question, you lost it. You went real fast and said, for demigod worshippers, there are some people that like Krishna, they want to worship Krishna, become Krishna conscious.
Yeah. So, like,
but the frame of your question, you lost me. If they're demigod worshippers, they're demigod worshippers. If they're confused, they're confused. If they're pantheists, they're pantheists. They're not just demigod worshippers. They're, you know.
Go ahead. My question is, Maharaj, like I saw some people even at the time of death, they remember Krishna and leave their body, but we don't see any connection like through internal agency, like through guru, disciplic succession. So I'm wondering, like, what is the destination?
I'm wondering where we're going with this question. Okay, what's their destination? No. Your premise is hard to digest. It's hard to even to swallow, to speak of digest, because the premise is they're all over the place, and at the time of death, what is it that one thinks of? One thinks of that which one is attached to. That's what you think of. And if they're all over the place, they're not, the premise is they're thinking of Krishna, which is not who they're attached to. So I doubt the premise of your question. Sorry. They'll think of whatever it is that they're attached to. That will be most prominent in their thought. Whether it's their money, their family, or whatever it is that they're attached to most. But if you're, you know, in Api Chet, even if it were to happen, they were to think of Krishna. Krishna's mercy, they go to Krishna. Somehow or another, think of Krishna at the time of death. Better to practice it now. Yeah.
I was thinking, maybe just a little clarification, maybe if you could, because sometimes say, in Mayapur, you go to the yoga pit, and there's a Shiva Murti.
Yeah.
And sometimes, certainly, we go to families, Hindu families, and there's Murtis everywhere. And, you know, sometimes devotees
say, saw last night.
What am I supposed to do? Would it be appropriate? I you know, often feel confirmation view or clarification. But you walk in and there's so many different people and it's just kind of like bow down and say, you know, Indra, you're a great devotee. Krishna, please bless me to be a better devotee. Indra, you're the energy of the Lord. Please accept my respects and please bless me to be a better devotee of Krishna.
Yeah.
Sometimes devotees are kind of like, you know, am I committing offense? And shouldn't it just be a movement? I think like the gopis who prayed to Shiva, let us accept Krishna as our husband.
Okay. Katyayani. But, yeah. And specifically at the Yogpith, those two murtis of Lord Shiva, one is Dhameshwara, he's the protector of the Dham, and the other is Vridha Shiva, he gives access into the pastimes of the Lord. So we pray in that way. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. His Holiness Prabhupada ki jai.